Everybody feels that the Jewish people always take on the coloration of the society that they live in. So you will see that there are many things in our society, in our Jewish society, which are not really Jewish, but people are convinced that they are Jewish. If you listen to so-called Jewish music, which is not at all Jewish, in our time especially, and other types of things such as that, other societal acculturations that have accumulated upon us. Because of his success in Vilna, he came to the attention of the Maskilim in Vilna. Now Vilna, as well as being the seat of Torah in Lithuania, and it was the Jerusalem of Lithuania, it was the Jewish city, also was the center of Haskalah in Lithuania. And in his time, there were the three leaders of the Haskalah. So there was a man called Otto Makoen Levinson, that was his pseudonym, but that's the name he went under. And he had his son Micha Yosef, and there was a man called Rashi Finn. These were the leading Maskilim at a time. They badly misjudged Reb Yisrael. They didn't understand Reb Yisrael's difference between reforming Jews and reforming Judaism. And somehow they came to the mistaken notion that Reb Yisrael would really support Haskalah. Because Reb Yisrael was out to reform, he was out to change, he was out to give the Jewish people an ethical structure, and therefore they felt somehow that he was an ally of theirs. And Reb Yisrael, in spite of all of his protestations, they spoke in his name. They said, well, you know, Reb Yisrael agrees with us. He also agrees that the Jewish establishment is crooked. He also agrees that, you know, should do away with this, change the educational system, etc., etc., no more pilpul. And it came to such a pass between them. The Russian government in 1848 wanted to establish and did establish a rabbinical seminary in Vilna. The rabbinical seminary in Vilna was run by the Russian government, and it was meant to produce modern rabbis, modern 1848 rabbis. Whenever you're out to produce modern rabbis, they become obsolescent in about 3 years. It's a little like the Plymouth. But they wanted to produce modern rabbis for Russia. And they appointed these Maskilim, these Otto Makoen Levinson and Rashi Finn and others, they were the teachers, they were members of the faculty, as well as non-Jews who were members of the faculty. And it was all under the directorship of the Russian Ministry of Education. And they proposed that Reb Yisrael Salanter become the head of the institution. And when he refused the Maskilim, so then the Maskilim went ahead and had the Russian government ask him to become the head of the seminary. And that was like an invitation that you couldn't refuse. It was an offer that was hard to say no to, because the Russian government could send you away to Siberia forever. And therefore, in the dead of night, Reb Yisrael left Vilna, never to return again. And he moved farther north into Lithuania to the city of Kovne, today's capital city, Kaunas. And there in Kovne, he began again the Musar movement. But the Musar movement in Kovne was far different than the Musar movement in Vilna. The Musar movement in Vilna, as I mentioned to you, was a mass movement. It was a movement that reached all sectors of the population. It was a movement that did not have strong opposition, if any opposition at all. And it was a movement that was seen as being constructive, as being positive, as being a very strong type of weapon against the Haskalah and against the damages that were occurring in Jewish life. In Kovne, all of that changed.